Highbridge Audio and the Mysterious Press present Smart Moves by Stuart Kaminsky, read by Stephen Bowlby. Original material copyright 1986, Stuart Kaminsky. Recorded by arrangement with MysteriousPress.com, LLC. Recording copyright 2014, Highbridge Company. Chapter 1. I was leaning out of the window of a room on the 12th floor of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City, but I wasn't enjoying the view. My right hand was trying to hold on to the tearing sleeve of the frightened dentist who dangled and swayed in the April breeze. My left hand gripped the windowsill in spite of the arm behind it, which ached from a very fresh gunshot wound. The blood from that wound was staining my rented tuxedo and my hand, making it hard to hold on to the cell and my sanity. I wasn't worried about losing my dignity. I'd lost that half a lifetime earlier. My knees were propped on either side of the open window as I tugged, grunted, and pleaded with the tearing sleeve to hold till I got a grip on Shelley Mink's sweating, outstretched, and very pudgy right hand. My back ached. I have a bad back. I earned it a lifetime earlier after a bear hug from a large Negro gentleman who wanted to get a close look at Mickey Rooney at a premiere. My job had been to keep people from getting too close a look at MGM's hottest star. That's how I got my bad back. All this would have been enough to give a normal private detective cause for concern. And I was concerned, more than concerned. I was on the thin edge of panic. What turned the panic to near hysteria was the loud and determined kicking at the...